This is KURA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Mexico elected a new president on Sunday. Andrés Manuel López Obrador is part of a newly formed left-leaning party. López Obrador campaigned on rooting out corruption and advocating for the poor. Some North Texans with ties to Mexico have mixed reactions. María Candelaria González just got back to North Texas from visiting Mexico. As she waited outside the Mexican consulate in Dallas, the 66-year-old said she couldn't be happier about her native country's new leader. I told my husband he was going to win, and thank God he did, she said. We have faith that he's going to help Mexico get ahead and help families that have been separated, González said. In his victory speech, Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he wanted Mexicans who left for the U.S. not to leave out of necessity, but he wasn't specific about what he would do to keep them from going.
And the other thing I wish he would have actually addressed is how this crisis at the border, how few of those citizens are actually Mexican.
That's Luisa del Rosal, executive director of the Mission Foods Texas-Mexico Center at Southern Methodist University.
You know, what is Mexico doing to support our southern neighbors, you know, Central America, which is the one seeing a lot of danger and unsafe conditions for its public, and henceforth why they're coming all the way to the United States?
While there's a lot of excitement in Mexico about a new president touting reform, Del Rosal says observers also have a lot of questions about what that will look like. In previous bids for president, López Obrador has talked about embracing globalization and opening more trade avenues for Mexico. Yet, Del Rosal notes he's also criticized NAFTA and suggested Mexico should withdraw from the trade agreement.
This is a point of pause when our, you know, most important economic partner for Texas is Mexico. And so there is a great deal of uncertainty that comes with somebody who changes their position as much, and we don't have a clear vision of what we can expect from this president.
Back at the Mexican consulate, Santana Delgado was waiting on a friend. The 63-year-old says he's realistic and a bit skeptical. He was born in Mexico, but has lived in Texas for more than 50 years.
La corrupción y el narcotráfico, eso no se va a acabar. Y si
the corruption and drug trafficking, that's not going away, he says. And Delgado worries that if López Obrador tries to push for too many changes, he could be harmed. Any kind of big change, Delgado says, won't be easy. Stella Chavez, KERA News.